Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Dana Hull. Dana, we're talking about electric vehicles, Tesla sales hitting a rocky road here in California. The company's market share here continues to drop. How much ground has the company lost here?
Well, you know, for years, Tesla was the clear market leader in Tesla in EV sales in California. And now, you know, sales have dropped. So the company has lost market share and it's now below 50%. In 2024, Tesla made up 52.6% of all EV sales in the state. Now it's at 47.5%. So that's a 5% drop in 1 year. It's still the dominant maker, but it just sort of goes to show that Tesla has kind of reached a little bit of a saturation point in California.
And why is it happening? I mean, Tesla has become, you know, politically loaded in a lot of ways. I don't know how much of that has to do with it, but why is it falling off here in California?
I think there's a lot of reasons. I think, you know, California has always been a state made up of early adopters. And when Tesla first came on the scene, we had a lot of people in the state who deeply cared about climate change, loved the new technology, wanted to see a California-based company succeed, and bought those cars. And they are very loyal car buyers, but we've kind of exhausted that supply of early adopters. And now you have to kind of cross the chasm to everyday consumers. And the transaction price of electric vehicles is still quite high. I mean, the average price of a new car in general is north of $50,000. So I think you have a lot of consumers sitting on the sidelines amid high interest rates. The other thing worth pointing out is that Tesla's vehicle lineup is actually quite old. You know, they make the Model S, X, 3, and Y. The Y still is a bestseller, but the Y has been out for quite a while, and they did refresh it recently, but there hasn't been a new model that has really caught fire in quite a long time. The newest car in Tesla's lineup is the Cybertruck, and the sales of the Cybertruck are very, very low.
And so that, I was going to ask you how it's sort of shakes out among the different models. And I take it that the older ones are the ones that are becoming the most stale kind of market share wise.
Well, the Model Y is still the best seller in the state. I mean, the Model Y is doing great, but the Cybertruck is the newest model in Tesla's lineup. And the sales of the Cybertruck have been very, very low. I mean, just a lot of, you know, it's a very polarizing vehicle. You have people who love it, people who hate it, but overall, the sales in California have just not been enough to kind of be this like blockbuster vehicle in the lineup.
And now we have the prospect of Chinese competition. Canada is now going to allow the EVs from China. President Trump is starting to talk about allowing them into this market as well. How might that shake things up?
That would be huge. I mean, if BYD is allowed to sell vehicles in the United States, we could see them take over very quickly. I mean, you are already seeing, you know, BYD sells its vehicles in a lot of markets around the world, and we have a little bit of a moat in the United States right now against that. So that could change things very quickly. Like, on the other hand, it would certainly help California meet its climate goals. And if there are more electric vehicles on the roads, it would certainly help with air pollution. But I think the goal was always to help and hope that the United States would be able to support a robust EV market domestically. The other big trend that we're seeing is that there's been a huge pickup in hybrids. Consumers love hybrids because you have it's sort of like the best of both worlds. You can feel good about driving, but you don't have to worry as much about charging infrastructure. And what's really interesting in this recent data that we got from the California New Car Dealers Association is that hybrids and pure electric battery vehicles are now like neck and neck. Market share for hybrids in 2025 was 19.4%. Battery electric vehicles is at 20.9%. So I think going forward, you're going to continue to see hybrids really gaining market share and EVs a little flat until we get more affordable vehicles on the market.
Bloomberg's Dana Hull, we thank you very much. And you can hear our tech and business report weekdays, 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 o'clock.